T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Ray Dunaway, Jody Ambrosio is here. Hey, Joe.
Ray, man.
How you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
Good weekend?
Fabulous.
Oh, I like the Vontae Davis story. That's my favorite.
Quit at halftime.
Yeah. Where is he? Hey, you left.
Good. He retired.
That's it.
John Lender has not retired.
No, he has not.
From
thank
the Hartford
God.
Current. Yes, and he joins us now on a rather interesting story. John, Jody Ambrosio, Ray Dunaway, how are you?
Hi, guys.
Hey, guy.
Thanks for being with us.
Sure. Thanks for having me.
So the bottom line on this thing is there's a guy, he's a businessman, donates $20,000 to the Democratic Party since 2013. So that's spread out. But he has a piece of land that he just sold to the state for, what, $5.5 million?
Yeah, he hasn't sold it yet.
Oh, okay.
In the process of getting arranging for it, there's a final contract that has to be worked out that would it would be the town of Orange, actually, that would buy it
okay.
with state funds. Yeah, this was a very unusual structure for the deal. What happened is the governor's budget office negotiated the purchase of this property for the town to hold on to it, and they want to put restrictions on it so that the town will have to reserve the part of the land. It's 8 acres right along the Metro North line in Orange, where there is not a station. The businessman Edward Crowley, who used to be co-owner and president of DiCello Beer Distributors, which is right there next to it, bought the land for $500,000 from DiCello Distributors on his way out of there, as the he dissociated himself with the company, and now he owns and runs the Stony Creek Brewery in his hometown of Brantford. Anyway, he's had that land. He's been trying to promote this private public development in combination with the state, where the state would build a station there. There's already a station on the town to the east, West Haven, and the town immediately to the west, Milford. And so the DOT has not approved the idea of a station at Orange. Last November or December, DOT said, no, we don't have the money to do that right now. So now, on the way out of office, the Malloy administration wants to salt the land away. And Mr. Crowley bought it for $500,000 3 years ago, had optioned it like in 2012, and then he exercised that. And the state has agreed to a price of $5.5 million since the DOT decided that they didn't have the money to do it. In May, Mr. Crowley, in combination with the governor's budget office, got an appraisal for that amount of money, $5.5 million. They've relied on that. The state agreed to buy it and presented the deal to the town of Orange, which just earlier this month decided, yeah, we'll take the money.
No kidding. And
we'll hold on to the land. There are easements and things like that. Anyway, the governor's budget director, Ben Barnes, said, you know, we're going to insist that it be about 30 years that they have to hold on to this so it can be a station. They think it's a great place for it. I mean, the question is always how many stops, you know, do you want
right,
to have
right.
mm-hmm. on the local, you know, so far the DOT says, you know, we think eventually we could use it for that, but just not now under the conditions. So that's where it stands right now.
So the state, if I read your story right, John, gives Orange that $6.1 million urban grant. And that's where the 5.5 would be used. That seems a little.
And the rest would be for other.
Yeah,
you know,
that seems a little
parties.
Sleight of hand to me.
You wouldn't say that. You're a reporter. You're just telling. But does this, John? Does this tie into? I mean, the governor. One of his big deals was, and I know there was a lot of pushback on this. Where, for example, along Metro North, he wanted to have these, for want of a better word, improvement zones, where essentially some board would take over land adjacent to the stations and all that. Is this part of that, or is this something else?
I don't think that there would be like I mean, obviously, any time the state builds a station, it has to be done according to the state's standards and procedures. But I don't think there's going to be. I mean, the town agreed to a proposal from Mr. Crowley and others down there that there should be a transit-oriented development
right.
District there, which would include the station and a bunch of other stuff, like residential units, like 200 of them, commercial space, a big parking garage for the station, and a smaller parking garage for the other parts of the development there. Like I say, 8 acres, 530 feet or so of it is on the right on the straight part of the track there, and then it's all wooded right now. In the online story, we have I have a diagram from the appraisal. The appraisal, by the way, is predicated on the idea that the that there would be a station there. And it has some language that says we're making the extraordinary assumption. They say that that there will be a station there, and it's if the train station doesn't proceed as under for construction, the value is subject to change. It says so. Anyway,
yeah.
That's where it is, and we'll see what happens in the next few weeks if it goes through. That's all I know.
Now, this Mr. Crowley says he donates to both the Democrats and the Republicans.
Aha, uh-huh. Okay.
And he does, yeah. These were the biggest contributions he made in 2013 and 2014, $10,000 each, you know, to the Democratic State Central Committee. The State Democratic Party has a federal account that there's been a lot of discussion, and there was some trouble about how the way the party was using the money a few years ago, and this is the same account. And anyway, the money's supposed to be used for, you know, Democrats who are running for federal office.
Mm-hmm.
Some of that bled over into state races a few years ago, and there was trouble about it. But you can't give that much under you know the public financing where candidates get grants to keep, you know, influence money out of politics. You can only give
right.
You know $100 or so. This account is open to larger amounts, and Mr. Crowley and others, you know, but Mr. Crowley gave $10,000 twice.
Can read it all, and there's actually more online. It's current.com. John Lender, as always, is great talking.
Thanks,
to you.
John. Thanks.
Well, thanks, guys.
Thanks, buddies.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.